alles betrinken. Ja. Und hier, ja, da, um die Brücke, da, ja, da, ja. Tambomaschen, da, was schenkt, da, die, 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 So, Jin Chenda Rama, Mevai, Dola Ninja Chugam, Tela Dis, Lama Chugagi, Toma Ninja Chimbo Chata, Ninja Chimbo Chata, and Ninja Chimbo Tota Possum the Kachel, Ra, Ninja Chimbo said that Tibachin between Yamlin Chiaginala, Ninja Chimbo, Ani Tota Possum the Kachel, yes, what a day.
So as for what to begin with today, as it states in the sort of homage of a text called The Entry to the Middle Way, Chandrakirti says, first with the thought, I am, they cling to a self. Then with the thought, mine, they become attached to things. Like buckets in a water wheel, they turn without control. I bow to compassion that cares for such beings. So here, this is expressing the importance, actually the verse before it as well, the importance of compassion, this compassion for sentient beings that are traveling in this way due to the thought of clinging at this thought, I am. And so compassion for these beings, as Chandrakirti says, is important at the beginning, at the middle, and at the end of a practice for a bodhisattva.
Oh yeah, that ninja chimbo seed, that take watching me chick, sawa, sabendro, that ninja, take watching me lam country, chick, lam surata, yamle inare, tawa inare, chiba inare, samlo tanda inare, shiala pampa dubia inare, that take watching me chick, country chiba inaya, sabendro, sawa draw the ninja chimbo, that take watching me chick, sabe. Oh, didn't you? Sabin Tom to Masse, that Tommy Tisu Sabinjo. Roa, Tibachimichi, Yonsu Tobi, that Ben Maggi. Oh, yeah, Kaributa, Chantuki Sim Majang, like Ninja Chibu, Yinji Minji Gigi, Yora, Nendegi, Lamdang, Nendegi Kansa, Nendegi Lam Yamlin Chingengi, Nendegi Kansa Tang, Tibachimichi, Yamlin Chingengi Kansa. 냠린칭의 강사기 개발의 가원이 지역으로 했으나 아니 닝제친부 나도 닝제친부 유명을 알아버려 신심제 탐제 동말의 탄대기 닝제당 아 랑직보 동말의 탄대기 대니에스고라 랑직보 동말의 탄대기 탑바 대니에당 신심제 탐제 동말의 탄대기 닝제니기 아니 제바시와 인자다 대과 진비치 간데 이제 징계 있나야 자와 인제 진비 사변 제발레 중거레스
So this attitude of great compassion, which is being praised here, is like the root or the seed of all practices of the Mahayana, or the great vehicle. So whether one is engaging in something like developing bodhicitta that is necessarily preceded by great compassion, bodhicitta being the wish to achieve enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings, or whether one is practicing something related to the view, whatever sort of conduct, activity, virtue one is doing, if it is necessarily preceded by this attitude of great compassion, this thought of wanting to free all sentient beings from their suffering, this is what makes it a Mahayana kind of a practice. So at the beginning, it is extremely important because it is the seed, the foundation upon which one develops that attitude of bodhicitta, and it goes before any kind of activity that one is engaging in as a Mahayana practitioner, as a practitioner of the great vehicle. Whereas those who are considered to be on a sort of lesser vehicle, or they're called hearers or solitary realizers in the Shravaka vehicle, that means hearer, the distinction of their practice comes from a Shravaka is wishing to be freed from the sufferings of samsara just for their own freedom. Whereas someone who is practicing the great vehicle doesn't just want their own freedom, but wishes to be able to free all sentient beings from their suffering. So great compassion is really what creates the distinction between someone who is practicing the Shravaka vehicle, wanting to achieve enlightenment or a kind of liberation from their own sufferings, versus someone who is practicing the Mahayana with the aim, the goal, striving to be able to free all sentient beings from their sufferings.
Oh yeah, that dinde yinzang da ninja chenpo ani tokta parsum la da tongmane zawa chepa chikpo mare rwa tongmane o da ninja chenpo tekwa chenpi chiki zawa yinzang o zawa la ka chepa tongmane goye la da ninja chenpo ke chenpo re bardo diga zi ka chenpo neba dinde mare se ninja chenpo be tokta parsum do ke chepa kare se na tongmane ninja chenpo shen dunga le chante ki samba chenpo na 현재기 삼바지면은 닝제다다 또 학습니 아 닝제는 니요라 학습기 닝제세지 먼저 닝제 첨보당 아니 윤대면은 투기 나라 마시 틴텐 틴소 아 이용 첨바 닝제 첨보 학습스 학습스에데 아 닝제 닝제제 다 닝제는 학습 닝제다 아니 닝제 심지어 탐제 동아다 차와 자로 채나 냠도 삼비 삼바 슈크침부텔라 닝제 쳔보 아니 달 학삼스나 둥아다 차 그게도 다 둥아다 차와 마랑기 탑시에 체게게도 냠도 네 차와 체게게도 마랑기 탑시에 체게게도 삼비 닝제텔라 안 학삼 오 딘데게다 닝제데다 닝제 다 강다르데 학삼 닝제스나 되게 닝제니 닝제 쳔보데테니 통마점 마인바 아니 배 바르도야 가죠 디다 차나 베나 안 통말 같이 올 시에데 딘데기 닝제 첨보데 메바이나 아니 장주기 셈시에데 현대도 좀비 상전지 공방 통데기 로데 용예 용을 예코야 예코라 요 말에 간이스나 도데지에나라 대자와 닝제데 시디 장주 셈기 자와야 자와스디 규 닐레데 닝제 첨보데 특사데 딘데인다 닝제메나 통말 장주 있음이 고란 게 투여요 말해서 어 어디를 뛰때 통마 다 통마 같이 당 뛴데래서.
So this compassion, this is like the root of the Mahayana. So we can understand how this attitude of great compassion, in particular the kind of compassion that wishes to free all sentient beings from their suffering. We can call this sort of like compassion with a sort of special attitude, not just wishing that sentient beings be freed from their sufferings, but wanting to take that on oneself. So this is a critical attitude. It's the important root for all of the practices of the Mahayana, but we shouldn't just think that it's only important at the beginning. So, of course, it's important that we this precedes any sort of practice or a practice that we would consider to be Mahayana. If we don't have the wish to benefit other sentient beings, if we don't have bodhicitta arises, and bodhicitta being the wish to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, perfect, complete enlightenment of Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. If you don't have that attitude of bodhicitta, you're not considered to be practicing the Mahayana. But this kind of compassion is a critical component of developing that sort of attitude, as we see in the what is called the sevenfold cause and effect method for generating bodhicitta, where we recognize that all sentient beings have acted as our mothers, and we wish to repay that kindness, and thereby recognizing all sentient beings as our mothers, recognizing that kindness, wishing to repay that kindness, we then generate an attitude of love and compassion for those beings, love being wanting them to have happiness, and compassion wishing for them to be free from suffering. And then we generate this sort of special, the superior attitude of not just wanting them to be freed from those sufferings, but wishing to take that on ourselves. So we can't generate this attitude of bodhicitta without that kind of special compassion. As it says in the ornament for the sutras, that this the root of this is great compassion. So one needs to generate that attitude of bodhicitta, this attitude of a kind of special sort of compassion where we want to take on freeing sentient beings from their sufferings.
Oh, that 통마 가치에 올랐다 장주기 쌤 쌤기 짜와 다 강달자 장주기 쌤기 짜와데 인제 인제 사변 다 바르도 가치에 올라 아니 장주기 쌤 여봐 이나양 장주기 쌤 깨봐 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 점지 여봐 이나양 인제 전부 못이네 만조다 마성나 제종 마제봐 이나스 만조 아니 맨디 누구 남신 변은 누구 사변 야보지 Ningji Chimbo de Sabin, Tongmala Sabin, Sabin Yapoji, Tamni, Mengi, Jinxing, Sura, Mengi, Mengi, Jinxing, Sabin Yapoji, Tamni, Tam, Tambu Mengi, Nugutigi, Rata, Nugutigi, Gabla, Changjugi, Sim, Giva, Beta, Jan. Ta Changjugi, Sim, Givi, Changju, Simbi, Nugu, Nuguta, Changjugi, Simba, Ya, Chavi, Gabla, and Gindigi, Nugutela. Jejon Yapo Machana, Ben Mengi, Jinxing, Tamni, Nugutela, Jejon Yapo Machana, eh? 가르소 때 편도 연구 말어 나쁘시오 야구라 타라 짜짜 꼴기기 연하에 성적체 가르치기 연하에 장모 중나 가르치기기도 차오 차차나 가르치기기도 아니 출루에다 강달자 맹기 진신기 누구 자친부대 누구 자친부대 성적체 반낭시 바르도야 장주기 쌤 깨차위 제라야 닝지 친구 성적체구 성적시기 마냥바 인제 전부 공배도 당겨요. 가래에서는 균생 가래에서는 인제 전부 숙충으로 들어와다. 장주교 쌤께 차위 제라 인제 전부 숙충으로 들어와다. 아니 숙충으로 들어와다. 근데 이봐이는 장주교 쌤 공배 줘야 견치와 공배 줘야 뉴도 공도 패 미도봐 공배 줘야 가보. 아니 하 대래장 인제 전부기 뉴바드 마 가로 숙충으로 들어나더니 장주교 쌤 냠예. 아니 당에 현대 현심제 탐제 동말의 차투사 말에 디깅의 죄사 말에 다 대래 나랑 내일 코위 동말 탈성나 대래 탈바점 나랑 탈중나 진다 나랑 직부 동말 탈나 디기 가르소래 디기 체도 배전천나 직사래 냄도 다 디야가도 삼대게 일로데 아니 예예기 년가 이와인자 바로도 닝제 전부 공내 공도 마배나 아니 대바침비 람 장주기 쌤나 속아 공배도 민주화 맛에 사바르도 양 대파침비 남냠이야기 냐가 시오요레스 가이스나 시안을 쯔비 시안댕기 쯔와기 둥아 찬대기 삼바드 슉침보 메나디니 장주 쌤비 쯔바 냠리 친룩스야데 시안 둥아를 자야기 쯔도 치기 요라 짐바다 쯔딘다스야 아니 디도 친룩디기 쯔바드 쯔야 아니 냠도야 냐가 요레스
So at the beginning, great compassion is important because it acts as a seed, the seed for generating this attitude of bodhicitta, which wishes to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. And so we need that at the beginning in order to act as like the seed for whatever comes after. But we also need this great compassion in the middle. So we can't just think, well, even if you've once given rise to a sort of attitude of bodhicitta, we need to continue to sort of foster and take care of that, to protect it in order for it to grow and increase. It's like we could take the example of a medicinal plant. Say you plant a seed and there's a little sprout that comes up. That's like how we've planted the seed of great compassion in order to give rise to the sprout of bodhicitta. But we can't just expect that sprout to thrive without our caring for it and kind of protecting it. So like if you have a little sprout of a medicinal plant, maybe you need to put something around it so nothing can get to it, or maybe you need to cover it. What do you need to do with it when it gets cold or when it gets hot? And you need to take care of watering it and fertilizing it and so forth. So in the same way, with this attitude of bodhicitta, when we have given rise to it through generating great compassion, wishing for all sentient beings to be free from suffering, we also need to protect that and kind of foster it in order that it not decline. If we allow our great compassion to decline, the strength of our bodhicitta can sort of not increase, it can sort of stagnate or even decrease, come into decline. So maybe we even get to the point point where we, although we had generated that kind of wish, that attitude of wanting to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, if we're not sort of protecting it with great compassion, it could lead to us thinking, you know, this is really too difficult. I don't know if I want to strive for Buddhahood. I think I could just be okay with my own liberation. I don't need to think about all other sentient beings. That's sort of too much for me to take on. So if we don't make a steady effort to increase our bodhicitta, to foster that using this attitude of great compassion and generating that again and again, the strength of our attitude of bodhicitta can decline, and that can also lead to a decline in the kind of practices that are motivated by bodhicitta, like the six perfections of generosity and ethics, patience, and so forth. Those too, if we have lost our attitude of bodhicitta, or if it has gone into decline, we are not going to practice those with the same kind of fervor.
Oh yeah, that kind of the Changjugi Semgi Nyamle, Jimba da Chutim Soba Tsundri, Jimba da Chutim Sunya Soba da Tsundri, all that Tsundri Tsumya, Ninja Chambo Shuk Chambo Yena, Rangsingi Yongi Yore. I said, Kota Changjugi Semdi, Sanje, Shandian to Zobi Changju. Ani seba rauji na sebi ta seba la mangbo yora nganzo kasa dunga tanglengi seba dunga tanglengi seba siyate ningje chenpo yoyena xian la zewa shuk chenpo yoyena xian ki tsu rang la kaze cheba yina yang se tukire tandu len tukire xian la zewa meba tang ani zewa ningje meba tang ani zewa mebi gang la di yunje me nga tuki yiwong tang chanpa tang 진텐바다 딘데기 삼바면 서버 검토기 말에 콩나라 콩이 진제니 말에 나다 대화 메 콩 콜랑나 참바 카자자 제완이 민도 삼네 아니 미세바다 네랜드도 용고요다 사버도다 장주 준비 진도 냠레 집이 까라다 제완면 냠레 쳇토들라 레기 말에 어 딘전다 바도 같이 버디도레스
So the practices of a bodhisattva, things like generosity, ethics, patience, joyous effort, meditative concentration, and wisdom, these the strength of these really depends on the strength of our bodhicitta, and the strength of that in turn is dependent upon our compassion. So if we have a really strong great compassion, which in turn leads us to wish to become a Buddha as quickly as possible in order to alleviate the suffering sufferings of others. If we are really unable to bear the sufferings of others, in that our compassion is so strong, that's going to lead us to really have this strong desire to quickly attain Buddhahood in order to be able to benefit others, as we currently don't have the ability to fully benefit other sentient beings. We generate a strong wish, may I quickly be able to attain that state, and our striving for Buddhahood becomes really strong. And so all of this comes from compassion. If we have that strong compassion, again, this is even not just thinking of it as at the beginning, but during our practice as a bodhisattva or in those bodhisattva actions, all of these arise from compassion, like our generosity. Being able to practice generosity is dependent upon our having compassion for others. And when we look at like the highest form of generosity, which would include giving away even your own body, this is dependent upon having an extremely strong attitude of compassion. So one is advised, as Shantideva has done earlier, that one shouldn't just give away your body for whatever reason, without this really strong sense of compassion. It's only when one has that really genuine, strong sense of compassion and bodhicitta that the giving away of your body becomes something that could be meaningful for yourself and others. So however strong our compassion is, so strong will be our practices of the various bodhisattva practices or the six perfections. So we can look at like generosity and being able to give away even one's own body. But when we look at practices of like ethical conduct, if we have great compassion for others, we are going to protect against doing things that would harm them. So the kind of ethics of refraining from negative actions and the ethics of engaging in virtuous actions, if we have strong compassion for others, those practices will in turn be stronger. And so too with our practice of patience, being able to take on suffering and not want to, say, retaliate back in the face of some harm done to you. These types of patience are dependent upon our having really strong compassion for others. If we see their suffering and wish that they be freed from their suffering, then whatever they may do to us, we're able to take that on without having that attitude of wanting to retaliate. So here, it's this demonstrates that compassion, this attitude of compassion, is not just important as a seed in the beginning, but it's what is integrated into all of our practices and makes them that much stronger.
Oh yeah, that is a part of Kachewa, Deche. Tai Ninja Chimbo Tamala Kachewa. Oh, part of Kachewa, Tanam Jinga to Umajugola, Toma Kachewa, Sabenda Tower, Tepachimichi, Sabenda Tower, Ben a Lodo. 저지나 사변의 개침보라 파르도 가치와 출리다 저와 닝제 침보 출리 망신레스 배는 맹기 진신데 야 야제 땅으로 치다 리기 땀니 야제 땅으로 치고 땅 공배 땅으로 아 택받침비 유엔된 그 야제 땅으로 닝제 치 공도 빼는 땅으로 파르도 가치와 출리다 저와 타마 가치와 대부 멤버다 저와 타마 다 택받침비 람냠슬레네 대부 타마 상견지 공방 톱디 다 맹기 진신기 대부라 대부 맹기 대부 답에 롱제 내 개정비 내 자작만 보 좀비 맹 리버다 덴비 딘디기 대부 표심 쳐봤대 태양 닝제 챔볼라 라울레바 같이 모임 아마 대부 민비 티스야 대부 대양 닝제 챔보 이어발이는 상쟁기 딱 대부 상쟁기 공방대 닝제 챔보 이어발라 때네 아니 상쟁기 잡아 두지 텐도 상징이 잡았잖아. 닝제 챔비 왕이 용기 요로와 아 제위 왕이 챔고 꼬와양 저와 닝제 챔비다 남진간도 두 제위 왕이 챔고 꼬와로와 아 동바 상징 상제네 잡았고 이 잡았숭이 잡아 두지 잡아 간제지 잡아 이나야 제위 왕이 두자 코이 동날 잔데기 코이 동아 가르쳐 거의 동학이 있나 심지어는 제위왕이 숨바 샹다인데 저와 닝제 쳐보면 아니 상제 좀 되는데 상 동반이라 냠바샹 체지이라 냠바샹 까와네 까와 아니 샹데 샹간도 년데 녀랑기 탁바 토바 나시 녀랑 시위인라 냠바슈가 나시 아니 상제 좀 되야 시위인라 냠바슈니 두지 되치에 샹데 두게 균체도 요래 저와 닝제 쳐보면 다 저와 인제 첨부 여바 인상 아니 산제 좀 된다는 시위 인근 용바 슈장 제외 인게 제외 왕게 아니 구순 투지 제바 두지 칠 어디 제야 디양 바르도 가치와 인제 첨부 됐다 대부 멤버 도지 대부 멤버 이나 참마기 롱제 투기로와 현 밀레만 밀레이나 아니 야 나자스 제 대부 나자스 기요라 어디 인상 참마기 롱제 드미는 거 대부디 빼디 들어와 다 산쟁기 공방비야 인제기 왕기다 대부 멤버 던다와 용기요레스 다 두제 두지 텐도 다베 아 두제라 템버 바시 어디를 다 인제 타마라 가죠 인제 쳔비 다젠레 줄레 쳔고 거레 인제 쳔보 다젠레 뭐 꾸이 제바 숭기 제바 투이 제바 참마 용기요로 어디체
So this verse by Chandrakirti is likening as if we want to have a harvest, we have to begin with a seed. And so great compassion is accepted to be the seed of Buddhahood. And then it's also the sort of those things that help foster that seed. So it's like the water and fertilizer and so forth that nourish that seed. As we've seen, that great compassion is necessary to sort of be integrated into all of the practices to help improve and develop more and more that attitude. And finally, in the end, great compassion is likened to the sort of fruit that ripens from that plant. So again, if we're likening this to sort of a medicinal plant, when one gets to the end and that ripens, it bears fruit, one is able to then actually benefit others. So this, to be able to fully benefit other sentient beings is the ripened result of Buddha. It's like the harvest that one gets at the end. And so great compassion here too is important in that it's due to that great compassion, being of a compassionate and loving nature, that the Buddha acts for the benefit of other beings. The deeds of the Buddha are all motivated by that kind of love and compassion. So things like the various sort of displays of the actions of body, speech, and mind of a Buddha, they're all motivated by that great compassion. Take turning the wheel of the Dharma, teaching two disciples in order that they might pursue the path. This is all, again, motivated by that great compassion. So all sort of actions that the Buddha takes are for the benefit of sentient beings because of having that compassionate nature. So it could be that upon enlightenment, the Buddha just sort of remains in this meditative equipoise on the sphere of reality, not waking from that, just sort of in this kind of deep meditative equipoise in the way that those who have achieved their own liberation alone, like Shravakas, these hearers, do. But instead, a Buddha, because they are driven by great compassion, although they are in meditative equipoise on the nature of reality, they're able to display these various deeds for the benefit of sentient beings. And so therefore, again, this great compassion is likened to the ripened harvest of Buddhahood. It's the seed, it's that which matures the seed, and then it is that ripened harvest. And so this is why Chandrakirti pays homage to compassion at the beginning.
Oya, that Nanzo Dola, that Toma Kacho, Chagio, and Tenda, Pardu that Nanzola, Tenda Pardu to you, Raya, let you, Toma Kacho, that Nanzola, Ninja Chimbo Seed, that Toma, that Nanzo Gaps of Papa Nanzola, that Ninja Chimbo Seed, Toma Kacho, Chagio, eh? Ah, Tinday in Zam, that Ninja Chimbo Seed, Jebaina, Ben Missipita. 예 젠든도 좁이 산제 고만 톱게기도 삼바다 어 딘제기 로지 용사레 딘제기 롱 남남 슉슉스고라 띠께 에 긴제메바 딘제기 로다 모네지 께사레 삼바다 어디 레와데 레기레 닝제 첨보 유나 나 닝제 첨보면나 딘이 장주기 있습니다 레와 레기 말해 어 딘데 일단 난졸라다 통마 가체와 닝제 첨보 된다 어 장주기 있습니다 깨워라 닝제 첨보 개 첨보래 닝제 첨보 제당데 간데레스나다 아 다심제 둥아 나로와 심젠 동아 옛날로라 삼로 당겨요. 다 심젠 기 동아 옛날로 시에 대한다. 동아지 나로라 삼로 당겨요. 동아 제다다오 지금 나로라 삼로 당나 닌제 닌제 제다지 얘기를 뭐도 닌제 첨부도 얘기 말해. 미지 최고 또니 또위 동아지 건다도 칠로라 변나 처음으로 지라 미지 최고시오 또위 동아지 지라 삼로 당네 닌제 공바이나 디 닌제데 동아 제다가 지금 삼로 당네 아니 간사들라 닌제 공바로와 닌제 삼바로와 디 닌제데 개와 아침보레 닌제 침보기에기 양 줄라도 도기르데 디기 디짬 딘데짬 지기 닌제 침보기에 토기요 말 동아 제다가 지금 삼로 당 다 동아 찌라 차비 아 심제 탐제 라 차비 동아 찌라 삼로 당네 아니 오 다 심제 탐제 동아 디기 나르바레 다 딘 동아 딘절레 차게게 두 삼바이나 아니 심제 탐제 동아 디드 딜레 찬데길로 깨용데 아니 닌제 침보 차기요라 오 딘데 인상 아 동아 찌레 차바데 카레레스나 데니 당봉 아시 따라 신출시 다기 디셴엘라 차께베 소진 챤다 라와 메바이 돌라 닌제 추간 텔라디 시에데 아니 라와 메바레디 조다 동아시기레 레다 니몽기 샹왕 소소라 라와 찌에메바 되야다마도 정말 대화 되기요래 대기 되기요래 동아 마용화 되기요래 깨위 동아 마용화 되기로 가위 동아 마 깨가 나지 동아 마용화 되기래 때 라와 메바 레다 니몽기 에 샹왕도 추네 rāngā jīyā mēbā, ōdi, ōdi ndi gītā dūngā kōyī dūngā sāmnē tīni dūngā chāndi jīyā, nī, jīyā kī kī yōrē, tā dīndi tā dī nīngjē chīmbō jīyā dzū dī dīndi shē kī yōrē sā.
So for us as practitioners, we are maybe, it's best for us to focus on the importance of compassion at the beginning, having great compassion. Even if we haven't yet generated this attitude of bodhicitta, wishing to achieve perfect, complete enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, and we're definitely not at the state of Buddhahood, to even be able to generate this first great compassion, this is something that is incredibly beneficial. We don't even need to describe the benefits of that. And for us, if we are able to generate this attitude, then we really have hope of generating bodhicitta, of generating this genuine bodhicitta that wishes to free all sentient beings from the sufferings that afflict them. We're kind of unable to bear that. We have this thought of like, I need to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all of these beings. And we have a strong desire to do that. So if we make an effort and we focus on generating this kind of great compassion, there is actually hope for us to be able to progress, to develop this attitude of compassion. But if we don't make an effort, if we don't have this attitude of compassion, there's really no hope to generate bodhicitta. So recognizing this is something that we should make an effort at continuously to try to foster and develop our great compassion. And developing compassion means thinking about the suffering of other sentient beings. And so this is thinking about it in a kind of general way, sufferings that apply to all sentient beings, not just sort of picking out a specific suffering. Like say, you see someone in a market who's poor and they're really hungry and you want to alleviate their hunger. That's like a very specific kind of suffering. And so although you can generate compassion, that's not really what we are talking about here. But rather, this is the kind of compassion that sees the suffering that is equally applied to all sentient beings, or that all sentient beings equally are afflicted with. As it describes in this verse, again, that we began with by Chandrakirti, first with the thought, I am, they cling to a self. Then with the thought, mine, they become attached to things. Like buckets on a water wheel, they turn without control. I bow to compassion that cares for such beings. So sentient beings, this kind of suffering is applicable to all sentient beings. We are all under the control of our karma and afflictions, and we have to, due to that, engage or experience various types of suffering. We don't have the kind of control to say not have to experience those. Although we all want to be happy, we all want to be free from our sufferings, we are continuously creating the causes that make us continue to suffer. So none of us wants to experience birth or aging or sickness or death or being separated from those we love and all of those kinds of sufferings, but we are yet subjected to them. So as it's described here in this verse, we should generate compassion by thinking about the kind of pervasive suffering that all sentient beings experience and develop the wish that they might be freed from that.
Oh yeah, that thing is that jega na ji tunga de ani le da ni mong wang gi chung wa re sta so je korea de koala jinje me ba korea de ta pe koala korwa tam du ma se koala koni tunga me na ta ka je kona ko de ro je yo ma re ta koala kor cha wi je la jinje la de wi ka me yo ma re ta cham cham nan zo sim tu ni so so gi ta pe tu ni cham cham de wa zo jing gi yo re tunga la de wa jing gi yo re cham cham Koala Korea de leda nimo wangi nigi korware, dungagi narware, ta leda nimo ni de kawane jungware, kawane jungware sidi zambatene, nadam naiwa zimbi, ani chita nila dene jungware, nadam naiwa, na nyamdu sambi nganzin, natemba tuba jikzi, natemba tuba meba jigla, shinji longtu, shune, natemba tuba jikzi. Ta di mewala yoba, dindajik yoba drota, nga temba tuba yoba jik drota, nga rangshin ji tuba pe. Nganzo ki tenela meshin du, tenela ta dinda yoba mare de, nganzo nangwa nashin yoba, nga rangzi jik zin pe. Nga di pe rangwang, sikore nga pe, eme ki rangwang ki nga rangwa jita, pungbo ta eme, pungbo la wang jun gen, pungbi jin, pungbi ting na ye dun gen so do jik, chargyore na sibe tambo nga si tagla shen chujin sa na je takpa labgi yore de nga kawaye tugutu da ten da jeshe jata kadok da ip kande subi chejung kande yore kola sug yore ip dang kadok kande yore yangna di cheje kande yore si na nga de ten yo mare ina ya samma nga samgi yore nga de kawaye ten da ip kande yore chejung kande yore jize katse yore kadok kande yore 근데 난도 삼랑 입다 카도다 섭다다 오지 삼대고 나도 도도도 이나야 된다 제시 잡다라나 풍비 나라 요 말에 대지야 난도 삼만 나시 어디 매발 요바 나 요바 진비 디왕기지 디왕기 아니 나스 직지 아니 헬라 때네 딘디기 난징기 마리포 직다 될 때네 나이와 진비 직다 시에 되네 오 예 다 나테 요바 시샤 전에 디기 대 왕침보도 자침보 지용디 텔라코르 디기다 테단 제위 아니 나이 자라 나이 캄바 나이 니 나이 초보 나이 룸바 세데 창만 들렀다는 용기요리 들렀다는 용기 나이와 준비 직다스 대다장 아니 나디기 롱제자 대바 주버 지니 용디 체지 당지 나이와 준비 직다 어 직다스 오르다 강사기 당진다 체지 당지 어 나이 풍보 라디 잠바데 풍보디한테 뭐냐면 대바 주버지용데 되네 직다디 레기오 나다 나요 다 텔라 때네 되네 나스체 나이스 레용디 잠바 되네 다 녀모 잠바 텔라 때네 용거 나다 나이와 디니라 나이스 레용디 잠바 아니 나이 녀스디 차바지스 유지체 나이 다스디체 시당지스 유지체 아니 시당지스 유다 차바지스 유니 투바레 나당나이 냠도 짐비 직단이 메나 시당지스 유어 말에 차바지스 유어 말에 데메나 차시당다 대자다 시당 유어 말에 데메나 녀몽 유어 말에 녀몽 메나 레사기 말에 레마스나 코알 제기 말에 디니 유어 바인상 아니 시당지스 유지당 대자지스 유지 니투 텔라 때네 대자다 시당께 아니 녀몽 되게 녀몽 되게 왕게 아니 레마보사 시당기 띠바 대자기 띠바기 레사네 아니 코알 제기 나 시에데 나다 나이 시에스티 아 테르네도 민도 티니 삼로 땅 띠라 심주체 아니 디메나 아니 만조 나냠도 삼바데 답에 친지로 로 인장 다디 메바 녜바 녜바데 카침보레 디 녜바 녜송나 아니 나 나다 나이와 메송나 아니 나이자 나이초 시에데 요마레 디메나 차단기스 유요 디메나 기보로 디둥 레사기나 레마사나 콜레 기기마레 오 디친다 다 나다 나이 시에데 아 나랑 신기 투바 나이와랑 신기 투바 시에데 어디 예메 제지치에데 다 같이 못 차고 인제 첨부 맞게네 해봐 좀 비치냐 맨 신게 있나
So here, as again, it is explained in this verse, we are like a sort of buckets on a water wheel, turning without control in samsara, experiencing these various sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and so forth. Now, if it were the case that samsara were really happy, were in the nature of happiness, then okay, going through and taking rebirth again and again wouldn't be so bad. But if we really examine this kind of cycle of samsara, taking rebirth, we see that there is no real happiness within samsara. Although there are sort of temporary things that we grasp at as being happiness, these are what we would really call contaminated happiness. Certain conditions can kind of come together such that we have a moment where we enjoy something, but it, again, is something that is a contaminated kind of happiness. It isn't real, true happiness. So within samsara, from the point of taking birth within samsara, there is no opportunity for us to experience any kind of real happiness. Although, due to our kind of our misperceptions, our erroneous thinking, we might grasp at things as being a happiness. We actually are misperceiving their nature. So here, again, it is explained that our the process of taking rebirth within samsara is driven by karma and our afflictions, our afflictive emotions. So if we look at, well, where do these come from? What's the sort of source of karma and our actions, we could say, for karma, and the afflictive emotions that drive them? Well, it is explained in this verse, first with the thought, I am, they cling to a self. Then with the thought, mine, they become attached to things. So here, this is describing that our real first sort of mistaken thought is holding on to some kind of an I or a self that we seem to believe really truly exists, although it doesn't actually exist in that way. So we hold at there to be some kind of an I or a self, and we're doing this in a mistaken kind of a way, and exaggerating or superimposing some sort of really truly existent self, kind of some kind of like autonomous self, not dependent or contingent upon anything else, something that's like able to control our aggregates, our body and mind. We have this sense of like, well, there's something within our body and mind complex that is able to sort of control or take care of these things. But if we begin to examine, okay, well, where is that self? What is that self within the aggregate? Where is it exactly? What is its shape? What is its color? What are its characteristics? Where exactly is it? And we begin to examine and kind of look for such a self within our body and mind, what we call the five aggregates. We can't really find that self. We try to look for it. It can't be that our self is our form. That's not logical. We can't sort of point to it as being anything within our body and mind. And so when we try to give some kind of an explanation or describe the characteristics of such a self, we begin to realize that we're grasping at something that as existent that doesn't actually exist. We can't find such a self as it appears to us, this thing that is somehow like autonomous and existent from its own side. We can't actually find that when we begin to investigate and look for it. So although such a self is not findable, we grasping onto that with what is sometimes called the view of the perishable collection, this sense of I in relation to our body and mind complex, we sort of hold that as precious, and we hold anything that is related to it as being mine. So like, oh, my body or my house, my friends, and so forth. The things that we enjoy, we consider to sort of have ownership over. And those too, we then see as being really truly existent in the way that we have perceived such a self to exist. And it is based upon that thought that we then give rise to various afflictions. When we think, oh, those are my friends, we get attached. Oh, those are my enemies. We give rise to aversion and hatred for others. And so long as we have this view of the perishable collection, the sense of I and then mine in relation to the things that we use or we enjoy, we are going to give rise to various afflictions, like attachment to some, aversion and hatred towards others. And due to that, engage in various actions or accumulate karma, such that we are perpetuating this kind of cycle. It's based upon this fundamentally apprehending a self that is truly, really truly existent, and the sense of mind that comes from that as well, that leads us to engage with our hatred or our attachment, and by that kind of motivation, accumulate various actions. So when we begin to investigate, well, does such an I really exist? Do the things that I consider to be mine actually have real, true existence in the way that they appear to me? We can find that, well, they aren't existent in such a way. And so finding certainty that the way that a self, an I, as well as other things appear to us to have true existence is not their actual mode of existence. This is an extremely important point, to find certainty in this. And having found certainty in that, we then are not going to give rise to our various afflictions based upon grasping at such a self, and in turn not engage in karma, such that we are able to break that cycle of accumulating karma and the various afflictions. When we don't have objects of hatred and objects of attachment, we no longer are going to engage in various activities of non-virtuous and virtuous karmas. So investigating, looking for, well, does this I, this self, exist in the way that it appears to me, we begin to see that it doesn't actually exist. So there's this self of the person that we investigate, as well as the self of other phenomena.
Oh, then that ninja chenpo ma jie bi ngai la, ninja chenpo jie ge tap xie la, che rang xin me bo to ye de, kang sa ge da xie de, da xie, da me bo to ye de, lob zhong qie, da to ye da, lob zhong qie de, kai chenpo xie ho re, shi wa, ninja chenpo oma gongpa rapsa la yore, jubwa gongpa rapsa ya de, tekwa chenpo namji, rikjian namji, ningje tsam jewa la ya, tongi tokwa ngendo songwa, sheba chao wose, tekwa chenpo namla lomgenge rwa, ningje tsam shi, ta ningje chenpo jewa la da, ningje chenpo jewa la, tongi tokwa ngendo songwa, sheba chao wose, ta oma tanju wali na, ta jerenpo che sungu yore, 태과침비 왕보 넘보 리젠당 왕보 두고 파치에 닝제침보 깨워라 돈이 더 받는 거 송차랬어 텐다나시 가인스는 게 텐다 대시 깨워나시 삼로 당기요래 심지어 고아이 둥아기 나라와 삼교기요래 둥아다 찬데 깨기요래 닝제침보라 둥아다 찬데 깨워라 둥아기 나르주시엔 거래 둥아기 나르주시에와라 둥아기 주대 가르스치니 중도 코알라 코레에게 가르치니 중화래 가르치니 코알라 코아래 Jukarela tene koare samle jula samlo tang yondi marikba koi jui ma kondo chigiore marikba ta ten tang tang ten zing desu ta dila samlo tang yondi marikba teke koa korgi yona marikba te seyegi tapshe yore yomare di kanjese cheni mewa segore se samlo tang yondi ane marikbi ngola jeba cheni tang zingi ngola tang zing singene lo kanjejire ya lo ten dinre ten mitimbare 당진기 진반나시 삼반나시 요래 요마래 제바 채용디 어 당진 생겼는 롬 친질로 거기 진 진주대 친질로 배 아랑왕이 다 딘데지 나세지 매버지라 예바 진두 냠두다 딘데서 로 제바 채네 셰용디 아니 닝제 첨부 마제게라 디조 제바도 동네라 조고고 요인상 닝제 첨부 깨와라 동이 도바 응도 송아 셰바 차오 지제르 무지 공방아 오 딘덴다 다 대과 준비 남마시 딘덴다 시에도 지단 남기 아 로장다 장비 요르데 네 담보 아 체르시 메발라 로종 체네 아니 닝제 첨부 깨데 땅 장주 선바 왕보 두고 가시기 동이 마도와 아니 Benda Semzambi, Changju Semba, Tawa Zingengi, Changju Semba, Jik, Nizi, Ta Nyu Nyu Si Wore, 장주선바 왕보두보 가시기 돈이 또 마똑바 네라 인제 첨부제 디제라 돈이 또 또가 된다 냠네 요래서 마도 장주선바 왕보 넘보 용조당 왕보두보 이나야 파체와기 인제 첨부만 제외 네라 돈이 또 송어 셰버 차오스 송요래 我顶上人家全部了落掌握了，全部马歇的停战事业的马歇和事业的做人家全部第二个踏歇了哇，人家全部第二个踏那么着急的马歇停战事业，但也晓得苦啊苦做什么当的，甚至东岸的有卡的了，等等苦啊苦做什么的，啊你卡说了啊，但当面当中就停死。天了苦啊你呢你们就叫全部借的要求的也是。
Actually, before giving rise to an attitude of compassion, having an understanding of the kind of selflessness is important in order to actually generate this sort of compassion. So here, as it's described within this verse by Chandrakirti, we see the process by which sentient beings cycle throughout samsara, and understanding how they cycle is important because we're giving rise to compassion for sentient beings based upon the way that they are afflicted with suffering. So we need to understand how it is that sentient beings cycle in samsara. So as Jailama Tsongkhapa has explained in his commentary to the Entry to the Middle Way called Illuminating the Intent, that generally those who are entering the Great Vehicle actually develop an understanding of emptiness or of selflessness prior to generating compassion. And this applies to those of like very sharp faculties and probably to most of those of duller faculties as well. Because the fact is that if we want to generate compassion for sentient beings, we really need to understand how it is that they are afflicted with various suffering. And so if we look at the process of how sentient beings cycle through samsara, this leads us to come to look at, well, what is this process like? What is the cause of all of these sufferings of sentient beings? And as it is identified in this verse, we come to see that it is this sort of misperception, this kind of erroneous thinking, this ignorance that acts as a cause for sentient beings to cycle within samsara. So this grasping at both the person, the self, as being truly existent, that and other phenomena, is what leads us to engage in samsara by accumulating the various afflictions and karma and so forth. So having that kind of understanding about ignorance, what we are ignorant about, and how that grasping at true existence or that grasping at a self actually functions as the cause of samsara, is a critical part of developing this kind of compassion. And in order to then understand this, we need to investigate, well, is this misunderstanding, this ignorance, something that can be removed? Can we actually get rid of this kind of attitude? Is this something that accords with reality, or is this something that is a misperception, that is mistaken? So when we investigate and see that things don't actually exist in the way that they appear to us, we are grasping at them to have some sort of self or some sort of true real existence. But when we begin to investigate, we see they don't actually exist in that way. And this fundamental ignorance is what is propelling sentient beings to cycle and suffer within samsara. And so based upon that understanding, we're then able to really generate compassion for sentient beings that are misperceiving both themselves and other phenomena as inherently existent, and then due to that, cycle within samsara. So it could be possible that there are some sort of who are following other lesser philosophical schools, like say the mind-only school, where they end up developing great compassion before they have a proper understanding of emptiness and what the root of samsara is, because their misunderstanding. But most of the kind of disciples are really going to develop great compassion based upon an understanding of selflessness. And so when we look at processes like the developing compassion through the sixfold and cause and one effect method, like recognizing all beings as one's mother and recalling their kindness and so forth, those are methods for developing compassion in a particular way. But we also, the really strongest way in which we develop compassion is by looking at what causes sentient beings to cycle in samsara, and is that something that can be eliminated? And it's based upon that understanding that one generates generates this really deep compassion for sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that means
So now we will get to the actual text here, which is a guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. We're here in the 9th chapter.
Oh yeah, that kasam nanzo tini ma cheni da. Angi deshe mangbo jamo ba che tizo ma dordi dordi chen lai ying. Oh, that kasam nanzo tenza gelong ni na gelong ni jang kawa me si da nyerang gi yang che gi tamme ma to gore ma to na tarba to bia yo ma res kain si na to go yi jun den de san je jun den den gi tembi zawa nyen de da jun ba sung yo re. Tembi tsawa nyende trajumbi gelongs, gelong mambo yubi nane gelong trajumba tizola, tembi tsawi nyende ki gelong trajumbi gelongs, konzo le tembi tsawa sum, konzo ki tembata, zinjongbe, sanje nyangele tevi chukdu, ani sanje shashuvi kapsu, ani sanje ki tamma sen, sanje nyangele tevi chukdu, ani tamma tizu katu tseela soba, tam mambo shenzo, tizu ta tembi tsawa, trajumba tizu. Oh, kesi to. Tony told me, Konzo and Dragon, the Chaya for a Yomares, Tempits our Gelongina, Gelong Dragon, and Tempits our Inas, Lana to your, that tends a Gelongina, see it turned up, Paduatan, Gelong Dragon, and Tempits our Inna, Sanging, Tempats our Inna, and a Gelong Dragon, but Teda Jang, Dragon, Imba, Jopa, Gau, and never is, Kaisina, Tony Toyo Mares, or Tigan, never turned up the Tiro.
So here then we will pick up from where we had left off last time, which is the first half of verse 44. I'm going to just go through this without giving too much commentary to it. This is the beginning of this verse 44 reads, "You might insist that the root of the teachings is the monastic community, but it is implausible that those monks were arhats," or that's sort of a difficult position. So what we had been going through last time was that, those who don't accept the Mahayana to be the speech of the Buddha are saying that it's not necessary to realize the selflessness of phenomena here. At this verse, what is being said is that being those who propound the hearer and solitary realizer vehicles, insist that the root of the teachings is the monastic community. But from your perspective, it's implausible that those monks were arhats. So there are various different kinds of monks. They don't necessarily need to be arhats or those who have had who have gained liberation. But so why is it that we say that the root of the teachings is an arhat? Well, these were the monks who, listening to the teachings at the time of the Buddha and then actually gathering together the teachings of the Buddha and so forth, act as like the root of those teachings. But here it's saying that, it was the arhats who actually directly heard the teachings of the Buddha and subsequently gathered together the various teachings of the Buddha. The sort of root of the teachings of the Buddha then is an arhat, or one of these monks who is an arhat. But that's a very difficult position for you to take, again speaking to them, because according to our system, they would not have actually reached the state of an arhat, given that they haven't realized the selflessness of phenomena.
어야 다데 디기 균젤라 치젠니바디 디기 균젤라 꽤나 디기 결론이 장 까왔네 네비 아 결론 다좀봐 시에디 샤에디 깔레 까와레스 카보 간이스나 셈님 밑단 째남기 냥내데 봐 까왔네 셈된 증기 밑바단 째바이나 다 돈이 돈면은 딘디기 다좀비 셈디도 강사 셈디도 되니 된증기 밑바다 째바래 다 덴바투바 짐바 로아 간사드 디지기라 덴징 요레 돈이 돈메나다 디지기라 덴징기 미그바다 제비스미스디 덴징 요레 소르 마리발라 소바 요레 스덴데 마르 디예나 아니 덴징 당징 마리바 요나 아니 냥엘레 데바 토바 까와레 당징 마리바데 예나 아니 코이 규 규요레 코이 자와 요레 코이 자와 요나 아니 냥엘레 데바 타르바 토비에스예데 카 깔레 카브로와 오 셈니 미당 제는 그냥 내가 가와네 셈 덴징기 미바단 제바 가시 돈이 돈면은 자준비 셈 덴징기 미바다 제바 인고레스 대이나 아니 자준비 냥대야 토바 가와레스 어디스
So then one can actually sort of take the second half of this verse as being kind of the reason. The thesis was presented in the first half, and then this could be cited as the reason by saying, for those whose minds are subject to grasping onto true existence, nirvana is implausible. Basically the response to this is that you, those who are following the hero vehicle, it's difficult for you to obtain nirvana because you're not able to eliminate the kind of grasping at true existence. If you still have this object of grasping at true existence, you still have the ignorance that grasps at things as having some sort of true existence, then one is unable to attain the state of nirvana. Here, as so long as one continues to have that, because again, the hearers do not accept the selflessness of phenomena, they will continue to have this grasping at true existence that leads them to not be able to attain a state of nirvana, and thereby citing this as sort of the reason that makes the argument here.
Oh yeah, that turned out did it. That turned out that Marcoyes Mingo. 당이 직제 엄마들로 단 예몽 방배 전화 뒤 대마타도 대규로 어세 뒤 직제 엄마 다 가르스 오래스나 아니 다진 카싱 먼저 강라 대마 통에 저주기 돈이 통에 지식 차 년대 되버도 저기 년대 되 축다 증견도 저기 아니 대마 통에 저주기를 뭐도 돈이 통 말에 또 말에 실라기요로 대마 통화 세대 코란주 축다 엄마기 대기 대심이다 주주 다디 단주 왔잖아 주도 엄마기 대기 대신 믿다 주도 때 락바래 좋아 단주와 당 주도 엄마기 다 주도 엄마 샘잡아 면제기 대신 믿어서 주도 대주당 단주의 대신 믿어서 주도 대주니라 차라기 제발요래 락바대다 단주의 캐랭기를 대신 락바 믿다 주도 바대 단주의 캐랭기를 때 락비 믿다바 락비 동화와 다음에 봐서 이나야 라비 땀에 똑바 짬기 돈이 똑바 차기 요마라 콘조기 코란드 돼야 될 단주와 전에 견도 돼야기 대신이다 주로 돼 라바레스 대 똑바 짬기 아니 돈이 또 두기 말레스 가사 덴바 통해 저주기 돈이 통해 좀 대 똑바 짬기 코알레 저 두기 말에 코알레 저알레 돈이 또 그래서 주다 엄마들도 시기 요라 다 인정 캐시 니몽방베 토나티 테마타도 주로 캐시 체랑도 되게 라비 미다서 주로 모습도 또네 아니 니몽군주와 레식방 투기요래 될 때네 미다서 주로 모습도 라바데 모습도 수월아 댄시 라바 댄시 라바 모습도 또네 아니 니몽군주도 또 방 투기요 군주라 대변 난도 단다 미직 뒤에 방고서 적담당한 컨트롤함 선사에도 문주와 시고라 유 이동아 지통의 대자 남산지에도 어떤시 믿어서 주주 잡아 또서나 문주도 또서나 모습도 또서나 그래서 뻥 특이요래 이나야 디기 파 사변이요라 콩도지에기 사변데 단단 남자로 콩도 문주에 요물 콩디 사변이요라 깬다 찬에 깨 초초대 대요래 디뻥 특이 말해서 대시 잡아 믿어서 주주 캐시 안녀몽 방배 존나스 캐시 녀몽 원주와 방바 잠기 아니 코알 좋아이나 아니 니몽군주와 방바 점지 죽도 대자주가 주저 주기레스 테마타도 대주로 니몽군주와 방비 테마타도 쓰디 죽 테마타도 자주마 차기레스 계란다나 니 차기 말레스 니몽군주와 방비 죽도 자주마 차기 말레 빼나 아 가린 거다 디비 니몽군주와 방비 삼덴 스캄콤이 가사요레 다도 자주마 말어와 오다 니몽군주와 방 쓰디 대장의 속과 유이두도 공화직 통나야 대장문도 줄만둔게 아 랑라 미치기 측습다 딘데 견제 차나야 콩도 람상 맞겐게 이소다 문주와 권년 바로와 다 이나야 다 측습지 문주와 권년 바로야 다른 사 주에게 뉴바디 요래 양 겐시엔직 차나 아니 겐시엔직 차나 양은 라야 주에게 뉴바디 요아 인상 오늘 저는 니몽빵 요마래 다 대세오 니몽빵배 전화세대 대신 믿어서 라바 원숨도 땅내 니몽은 유와 빵바 잠지 코와레 좋아이나 아니 대죽 대마타도 가사대 다좀바 주로 스케랑다나 니몽은 유와 빵비 잠지 죽도 다좀바 주기 말해 해서 어디 딜러
So here, then going into the next verse 45, it says, you may say that by eliminating mental distortions, they would immediately be liberated. So here, this likens back to, again, when we're talking about the kind of mental distortions, earlier we had seen those of the Shravaka vehicle posited that liberation is gained from seeing the truth, here the Four Noble Truths. So what is the point of perceiving emptiness? So again, for them, they believe that by realizing the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, one is able to gain liberation. And so what is the point of realizing this emptiness that is posited by the Mahayana? But here, according to the Mahayana, in particular, like the Prasangika Madhyamaka Tenet School, those 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, as posited by those schools, are more coarse realizations, are more coarse understandings, not the more sort of subtle aspects that are required to realize the selflessness that will actually eliminate the root of samsara. So their way of, there's a difference between the way that lower philosophical tenet schools understand the kind of attributes of the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, and the way that the Prasangika Madhyamaka school, the highest philosophical school, understands those. They say that you need to understand much more subtle kind of attributes in order to be liberated from samsara, not just those more coarse ones. So just realizing those attributes of the Four Noble Truths, it doesn't lead to liberation, they would say. So again, here where it says, you may say that by eliminating mental distortions, they would immediately be liberated. This is eliminating the kind of mental distortions as they pertain to those 16 more coarse attributes of the Four Noble Truths. So here, although maybe one has, through the kind of study of the Four Noble Truths, been able to eliminate the manifest kind of afflictions that one normally gives rise to, that alone is not sufficient to immediately gain liberation. So say someone has, through their various kind of studies, been able to get rid of their manifest anger. So say when they're provoked, they're not going to immediately get angry, or when there's some sort of desirable object, they won't immediately give rise to attachment. Although they've been able to sort of temporarily suppress those afflictive emotions, they haven't eliminated the seeds for the potential for giving rise to those afflictions again in the future if the proper conditions come together. So if you said that just getting rid of the manifest afflictions will lead to liberation. That's going to create all kinds of problems. We see that there are those who are able to eliminate the kind of afflictions of the desire realm and take birth in states of meditative concentration in the form of the formless realms, wherein they have eliminated those kinds of manifest afflictive emotions, but they haven't actually gotten rid of the seeds or the propensities, the future power to give rise to that again. So although and maybe they're able to, if someone has eliminated those kinds of manifest afflictions, they don't get riled up when someone says something harsh to them, or they don't immediately get drawn towards a desirable object, but they haven't fully eliminated the seeds of those afflictions. Thus, you can't say that they have been liberated.
Oh yeah, that didn't matter. Then the young people are mad at me. I told you that.
So here then continuing again in the second half of the verse, it says again, so the first half says, you may say that by eliminating mental distortions, they would immediately be liberated. So here, as the lower philosophical schools assert that by understanding the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, which are considered more coarse understanding by the higher philosophical schools, that that would eliminate our mental afflictions. But really, as the higher philosophical school points to, but for them, the effectiveness of tainted actions is still in evidence, even without mental distortions, as explained in the Abhidharma. So basically, the Prasangika, the highest philosophical school, is saying that just eliminating these coarse manifest afflictions, if one is to posit that as being liberation, that's not suitable. That's not logical to posit that as being liberation. Because although you have temporarily suppressed these kinds of manifest afflictive emotions, such that they don't appear in this life, you still have the effects of karma that can propel a future rebirth. One has not eliminated fully the sort of seeds that lead one to have to take rebirth within samsara. So there's still the potentiality of karma. Here, eliminating the afflictive emotions is the afflictive emotions as they are understood by these lower philosophical schools. And according to the higher philosophical schools, that's only a kind of temporary suppression of those afflictive emotions, not actually having fully removed them.
Oh yeah, 콩도 숙청보 마사나 디 견제 신경들라 마가와 진대와 있는 되니 된다 탔다 니몽도 응도 줄이 어디디 잠바 나르기 사변데 야 응도 주엔자 당 나르기 랑나 단 냠랭 가로 또바 가로 예사레 사면데 되니 노르와디 하고 여러 어디리 된다 니몽 먼주래 응? 아
So when then one has only eliminated our afflictions in a kind of temporary way, sort of suppressed those manifest afflictions, then we can still meet with conditions for them to arise again. So this is a potentially fraught situation because people might be able to, say, attain really high states of meditative concentration. We actually, we call certain things the actual meditative concentrations, wherein one experiences a kind of blissfulness. It's still within samsara, but it's a sort of blissful existence wherein one has eliminated those more coarse kind of afflictive emotions, although one hasn't fully eliminated the seed. But some practitioners, Buddhists and non-Buddhists alike, might think upon attaining that kind of state of meditative concentration wherein you don't have any afflictive emotions actively arising, one might think, oh, this happiness, this bliss that I'm experiencing is liberation. I've obtained liberation. But in actuality, you haven't eliminated the seeds, the future potentialities of giving rise to those afflictions. And so when the karma that led to such a good rebirth is exhausted, you're then faced with giving rise to the afflictions all over again. And someone might think, well, I had attained liberation, so there must not be real liberation. They might become distrustful or wary of the idea that there could be some sort of real lasting happiness when they have mistakenly perceived this kind of meditative concentration as being the bliss of liberation, and then having a situation where they go and take rebirth again. And so here, if you have actually abandoned all of your afflictions together with the seeds, that is liberation. But just eliminating the kind of manifest affliction such that they're not bubbling up right then, that doesn't mean that they won't, when met with the right conditions in the future, be able to come up again. One needs to really eliminate those sorts of seeds, not just kind of temporarily suppress those which are manifest, which are arising. So if we're thinking that we're a practitioner, say we're living all alone in solitude, we might think that we're doing really well as a practitioner. Like, oh, I never get angry. I never am attached to anything. And really, it could just be because we are not coming into contact with any objects that would give rise to those various afflictions. So then, going from our little isolated area, if we go back into society, we might all of a sudden realize that, oh wait, I am I'm ready to give rise to anger immediately, or I'm really attached to things. I just wasn't having those sort of manifest because I'd eliminated the objects that give rise to those things. So if we live in isolation and are not really encountering those things that generate our afflictive emotions, we may have the sense of, oh, I've gotten rid of those afflictions. Whereas we really have the seeds, we have all of the potentiality there, but we're thinking that we're such a good practitioner because we're not actually going out and meeting with the kinds of conditions that would lead us to get angry or be attached to something. So here, there's a verse by the master Dharmakirti where he talks about, well, one can see if you've really eliminated your afflictions, if you're able to think equally about a person that's, say, like massaging you with sandalwood oil and one on the other side that's like whipping you with things. If we still are giving rise to aversion and attachment, we haven't eliminated our afflictive emotions. We haven't gotten rid of those seeds. And even if we're not giving rise to, say, strong anger at a particular object, if we even have that kind of like a little bit of unhappiness or discomfort towards that, we can see that we still have the seeds of those afflictions. We haven't actually eliminated them. So we should recognize that a temporary kind of suppression of our afflictive emotions like attachment and anger and so forth is not the same as fully eliminating them together with their seeds.
Oh yeah, that is right.
So we'll stop there for today.
40.